Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the Buckeye Dulcimer Festival.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Claire Roth. A group of musicians are gathering in Central Ohio this week to jam, but not with drum sets or electric guitars. Their annual festival celebrates a folkier instrument, the dulcimer. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker took a lesson.
Inside a church in Tip City, north of Dayton, Sherry Wolf sets a three-stringed instrument flat on my lap.
And then you can't be a lady. You got to kind of spread your legs out a little bit.
Okay. She explains how it works, starting with the instrument's long wooden neck.
Originally with the Appalachian dulcimers, this is called the fretboard. And they would make a fretboard, and they would use nails for the frets. And they would put it over like a box or a tree or something that's open that can vibrate sound.
The dulcimer I'm playing is a little more sophisticated. It's handcrafted from wood. Wolf starts me off with the basics.
So we do like four strums to a measure. So it'd be one, two, three.
She's been playing the dulcimer for a long time.
About 22, 23 years. No, more than that. 30, 40, 42.
But she doesn't strum alone. Once a month, she plays folk tunes with the Mountain Dulcimer Society of Dayton. There are groups like this all over the state, from the Buckeye Strummers of Columbus to the Firelands Dulcimer Club near Norwalk to the Dulcimer Society of Trumbull County. Some of these musicians play the mountain or Appalachian dulcimer, like the one sitting on my lap. Others play the hammered dulcimer, which they tap with wooden mallets so it rings like a piano. The two are related in name only, but musicians often play them together. That sense of community is one of the things Wolf loves most about the dulcimer.
The instrument has opened up like a whole group of people I would have never, ever met other than through here.
And it's why she works with Joe and Chris Steiner to put on the Buckeye Dulcimer Festival each year. The 5-day event started yesterday, bringing together dulcimer players from all over.
One of the most beautiful sounds is if you walk into a classroom and you hear everybody tuning up. There's nothing that speaks to the heart like that.
The next few days of the festival will be filled with intensive workshops, toe-tapping jams, and evening concerts. Wolf and the Steiners give me a taste of what to expect.
Okay, here we go. Let's see, I have this. I got peace like a river.
Genres like bluegrass, those musicians are in because they can show off what they can do. I'm the best musician. I can play the fastest licks. I can, you know, I can take the best breaks and stuff. But in old-timey music, it's more of a group effort. It's not competition to us. It's just part of the family, I guess.
Quite at this level yet, but by the end of my lesson, I can eke out an elementary tune.
Four.
And the players assure me there's room for beginners in their musical family. In Tip City, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.